This is the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDK. I'm Kevin Battle. It is Thanksgiving. God bless you. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving Day. I plan on it. Mine's going to be subdued this year, a little quieter. But I will celebrate nonetheless today, tomorrow as well with family. And I did yesterday as well in the office. The sales staff had a tremendous Thanksgiving feast. Brought in, I think, of Salem's Market and Grill in the Strip District brought up two enormous turkeys. Thank you very much. They were delicious. So if, you know, on a day like today, if you have to be alone, it's not a big deal. If you have great memories to think about, right? That's the way I do it. I've had plenty of great celebrations with a lot of family and friends. Today, we're working. No big deal. We're waking you up, getting you in a good mood. You're getting your turkey together? Shelby Cassessi, you getting your turkey together? What are you doing? I can't believe you're working today.
I saw a a really great tweet yesterday that says, I'm making my turkey the old-fashioned way. My mom is doing it. And that is exactly what I am doing today. I'm making it the old-fashioned way via my mom. So we're going to go spend some time with my parents today. And then we do the double Thanksgiving. I'm married, so we stop by my parents first. And then my husband's dad is one of seven kids. They have a big extended family Thanksgiving every year, one of their traditions. So
that's awesome.
Double the everything for me today.
Wow. That's tremendous. So you get two full meals?
Two full meals.
And you have to sit there and eat them. Do they watch your plate when you... Oh, she must have eaten too much at her mom's place. She must prefer her mom's cooking over mine.
Well, mom's cooking's hard to beat, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's tremendous. You know, yesterday, did you get to go up to the conference room and get the turkey yesterday?
Because
we had
make
turkey
it for the
and
turkey.
Pizza.
Okay, I a little bit overfilled on the carbs. I didn't know what was coming, so they had bagels and muffins and donuts there, and I had a bagel and a muffin, which is... A little bit of an, I overloaded myself. I was tired for the rest of the day. And by the time the turkey got here, I couldn't fit any more in. And I thought, well, I'm going to have two turkeys today. And then I'm hosting a Friendsgiving on Saturday. So another turkey on Saturday. So wow. I want to pace myself a little bit here.
Okay. Now what is, and yesterday Slice of Broadway, the pizza company,
right,
brought up pizza to us yesterday, Slice of Broadway. They do it every Wednesday. That's tremendous. And so, so we had a full spread of pizza after a full spread of Thanksgiving feast. It was amazing.
If anyone out there is interested in getting into radio, don't do it if you're trying to lose weight. It's impossible.
No. If you're trying to get rich or lose weight or
have
holidays off, you're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
So that's tremendous. So you mentioned Friendsgiving, a term that has been increasingly popular over the last few years. What is Friendsgiving? Is it like Thanksgiving?
It's Thanksgiving with your friends, right?
So it's Thanksgiving.
It's another
a cute
Thanksgiving.
Way of saying
but
Thanksgiving.
Instead of, you know, being with your family, you bring your friends over. And obviously today's a day where most people are going to spend the day with their parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles. But gives you the chance to also get together, be thankful, have a meal with your friends too.
So instead of fighting with your family, you get drunk with your friends and fight with
them. Sounds about right.
Okay, good. Okay, either way, it's a boxing match. That's very interesting. Well, I hope you have a tremendous time
there. You too, Kevin.
What is your favorite form of food? Which one is it? Is it the turkey? Is it a side dish that you love? Is it what?
Gotta
or is it just the
stuffing.
Whole thing? Stuffing?
I mean, I think turkey's pretty... Turkey's sort of, what would I call it? I guess a...
It's the headliner,
the what's the word I'm looking for? I'm totally missing the word. When you have to go do something.
The obligatory food.
It's the obligatory food that... just sort of has to come with it.
It's the headliner, but not the fan favorite,
is
what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. I would much rather go with the stuffing and the sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
And anything with garlic in it and a lot of cheese and a lot of cream right up my alley.
Well, that's tremendous.
Kevin, what's your favorite?
I like the whole presentation. To me, it's just so comforting.
I know.
To sit there and I go back to sitting at one point, you know, we had 20 people, 25 people, and now it's whittled down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this year it'll be a solo act, but a piece of turkey, a little side dish and a salad. But I love sitting at that table and it's just all that food sitting there with the people you care about the most. And you just sit there and pass it around. I just love that whole thing. But I love the green beans that my mom makes. I love the stuffing that was my brother-in-law's late mother. her recipe, which somehow got infiltrated into my family's tradition because they wanted to make my brother-in-law feel welcome. So they made stuffing the way his mother used to make it when he was a kid. And so it became a tradition of ours as well. And that's with the pieces of sausage and bacon in it. I don't know if you've ever had that.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It's tremendous. So we have, you know, the two different kinds of stuffing.
So I have a great Thanksgiving story. We did something a little bit different a number of years ago. One of my best friend from high school, her entire family's from Puerto Rico. Her parents were born there, and her grandparents still live there. And they invited us over for Thanksgiving one year. And so my parents and I went around, you know, 2-3 o'clock. They didn't really tell us what time we'd be eating, but apparently it's tradition in Puerto Rican culture to eat dinner crazy late.
So we
got there at 2-3 o'clock expecting dinner to be not much further behind. We sat down to eat dinner at 9:30 at night. I can't make this up. And the only reason I bring that up is because we were talking about sweet potatoes. They had the best sweet potatoes I've ever had there. Whatever my friend's mom made was so good. But we were just in shock because, you know, in our traditional American Thanksgiving, it's typically like 2-3 o'clock early afternoon. Then you're passed out asleep by 5 o'clock. But in a Puerto Rican Thanksgiving, 9:30,
wow.
Sit down to eat dinner.
That's amazing.
It was so fun. It was so different. Her family is so wonderful. And it was definitely just a shock and different, but it was a lot of fun.
I don't eat that late.
I'm not awake that late.
I'm in bed. Yeah, I'm in bed. So yeah, that's interesting. No, but I love the pecan pie as well. My mom makes delicious pecan pie. Some places are a little too sweet. Hers is just perfect.
Yeah.
Of course, it's my comfort food. I love it.
Well, anything, like I said, anything mom makes.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't let her hear that. She'll take it as a compliment, though.
No, that's all right. She can get a compliment every once in a while.
I know. No, I'm very lucky, very blessed. Had many great celebrations. We used to do it at my grandmother's house in Bethel Park. And then, you know, time passes by and you end up having to find a new place. And we went up to Erie for a while. And then my sister started having it in Virginia. So that's where everybody is today. Well,
okay.
A lot of people. There's people we're spread out all over the country now. And, you know, this is the year the kids, I call them, are now in their, you know, they're 30, 20, 28, 25. So
as people get older, it's tougher to get together. That's why, I mean, you know, my husband's family has gotten together every year. All of my father-in-law's siblings come into town and all the cousins come in for the most part. And everyone's an adult now in terms of the cousins, but everyone tends to make it in. But, you know, no one has kids yet. So
yes,
I think that's sort of when things will start to progress.
Did they all start getting married yet? Or
we were actually the first ones. There are a couple of engaged cousins, but
it's all gonna change.
I was the first one to marry in.
Oh, good. It all changes, and it changes like in a year.
Yeah.
You know, it's just all of a sudden you're like, wait, where did everybody go? Well, it's fun. But it's awesome. I hope everybody has a tremendous Thanksgiving. And if you're not able to get out, I mean, you know, think of those great memories that you used to have, those warm, fun conversations, the card games, the things you argue about. Did your family start talking about things that you shouldn't talk about?
We're pretty good about that. We're pretty good about avoiding tense conversation around the Thanksgiving dinner table.
There's always somebody that says something or does something. Everybody just looks at their plate like, okay,
no, you know what? I've been pretty lucky, at least, you know, as a kid, I don't remember any of that stuff. And now that our Thanksgiving's a lot smaller, we pretty much keep it to all the happy stuff, right?
It's supposed to be festive and fun.
I know.
Don't dwell on the negativity of the
past
year.
It's easy to get into
years.
It this year and for the last few years, but.
And this year might be extra festive because people had, you know, really last year's Thanksgiving was sort of a bust for everybody.
Yeah.
So it might be an interesting one this year. It might be more festive and fun.
Well, they said travel's up. You know, 13% from last year. And the biggest impact was going to be at the airport. And I think we saw that yesterday quite a bit. Packed TSA pre-check lines and all that good stuff.
Well, I'm glad you're going to have a great time. That sounds awesome. Two turkey dinners for you. We had one yesterday here and a pizza dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
We're lucky.
And you know what? People are so nice here, but they started to get into that. well, go get some pizza. Go get some turkey. I know. I'll go get it. It's okay.
I apologize. I asked you three times. I told you three times.
You know, it's totally.
Shelby, did you know there's pizza here? Yeah, Kevin, we can smell it.
My family is Polish and Italian, so I'm very used to the eat something. Go get something to eat. Are you hungry? There's this, that, and this. And it was like being at home, just everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone's, go get some turkey. Go get some pizza.
And then people see somebody working at their cubicle, and they don't want to leave them out. So they they just pester them to death. That's
everyone
the way
is
my
so
family
nice
is
here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe. Some of them. I'm kidding. I have a letter from Betty I'm going to read in a little bit. Thank you very much. It was very sweet of her to send her thoughtful letter to us. So I'll read part of it a little bit coming up later in the show. Also, we're going to have somebody on to talk about what not to talk about at your Thanksgiving dinner. And we all talk about the celebration and how great and festive everything is. Well, coming up just after the 7 o'clock, it can be a struggle for some people who are suffering from maybe they're recovering or suffering from addiction or something like that. This will be a trying time of the year, and we're entering that holiday season where the trying time starts. So we'll have somebody just after 7 o'clock to sort of help you through things if you are struggling. This is the KDK Radio Morning Show. I'm Kevin Battle. Happy Thanksgiving to you. All right, our producer's Rob Grainer, working on Thanksgiving. I'm Kevin Battle. Shelby Cassesi as well in the newsroom, and we'll have our news editor, Pat, joining us here just after 6 o'clock. Basically a full house, minus Larry Richard. It's a well-deserved holiday off. He'll be off tomorrow as well. We'll be back on the show on Monday. You're stuck with me. And I want to thank Betty. Dropped Larry and I a letter. We got it yesterday and opened it up and read it. It was addressed to both of us. So after the show, we got to read that. And I'll just read you the first line. I hope you open this letter. There's a huge cloud of love wrapped around itself around how awesomely and amazingly good God is to me, giving me 98 years so far here on his marvelous earth. She wanted to give everybody a talk to her about it. She wrote a note about her Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to folks, and also gave everybody a Thanksgiving blessing from Psalms. She said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. And she reminded us to always say grace before the meal because it makes the food taste better. So, Betty, thank you very much for the letter, and happy Thanksgiving to you. 98 years, 98 Thanksgivings. That is tremendous. I could only hope to get that far. So if you are celebrating Thanksgiving today, which pretty much everybody is, enjoy your time with family and friends. Goes by quickly, doesn't it? I'm sure Betty's saying 98 doesn't seem like 98. Well, it doesn't seem like 51 either, but it is. And looking forward to some fun with family. I hope you are too. Rob Grainer's got two meals to go to. Shelby Cassesi going to two meals. Good times. KDK Radio Morning Show. Hey, check this out. Coming up just after the 6:30 news. So just in about an hour, we're going to get you some information. Maybe you're leaving your Thanksgiving meal and heading out to the mountains, to the woods, to the camp, going hunting. We'll have details on that coming up. Things have changed. Some things you need to know about. And so some things you need to know about there. So we'll talk to the Pennsylvania Game Commission there. And also coming up just after the 7 o'clock, we'll speak to a friend of mine who has done some really unique things helping those with addictions. That's just after 7 o'clock. And then we'll speak to Rich Cook, Pittsburgh Magazine, after the 8 o'clock news. And Doug Saltzman, political analyst, on Thanksgiving topics to avoid. I've assembled a few stories for you as well that might be Thanksgiving safe, and we'll go over those coming up after the news with Shelby Cassesi here on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK. This is the voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDK. Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. KDK Radio Morning Show, producer extraordinaire Rob Grainer joining us today. Shelby Cassesi on news. Paul's off today. Larry's off. We'll rejoin the show on Monday. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving day. How could you not enjoy it? It's weather. Well, the weather's going to be pretty decent. A little chilly, but Seems all right. Right? No? People are shaking their head. Rob's looking at me like, what are you looking at? No, it seems nice now. Okay, it could get a little breezy. You might see a rain or drizzle. Deal with it. It's November 25th. Just enjoy the day. It's Thanksgiving. Hey, Trib Live had a real interesting article, triblive.com, on the first Thanksgivings, because there were a few first Thanksgivings since the first one in 1621. So they had a great write-up on that. I'm going to retweet it out. They talked about the first Thanksgiving and what was maybe on that Thanksgiving table. Again, my family's table, we have a little bit of everything. You know, when my brother joins us, there's a little bit of lasagna on there. There's also the turkey, obviously, which is the headliner, the wonderful stuffing, cranberry sauce, and then you have the sweet potatoes with a little marshmallow topping on them, you know, the baked marshmallow thing. The green beans with that the cream. Oh, my gosh, so good. So much good food. And then you have a little glass of wine with that if you'd like. I don't like drinking alcohol with my food, although I know you've seen the pictures. A little bit of a misnomer, but I don't like to drink with my food. So I like to just enjoy my food. However, you have to have a little toast beforehand, and I have my family likes to like the Concord. We'll go up to like Presque Isle Winery or something and grab a bottle of the Concord or the Niagara. That's the ones that taste just like the grape juice, you know? Really good. I do like the dry red wines. However, on certain occasions, I love that taste of that because it takes you back. Almost tastes like Manischewitz, if you don't know what I'm talking about as far as the Niagara goes. But it tastes just like grape juice. It's good. Parents like it. You know, it's one of those things where everybody can tolerate it. You know, some of those wines are a little bit dry. So you got to be careful when you're picking a good wine for so many different people at a Thanksgiving holiday. Now, what I did was I dropped my parents off. Since I'm working today, I didn't want them lingering, waiting for me. So I met my brother 150 miles south. That's halfway between his place and my place. So met in a little town, grabbed a quick lunch, and then switched the parents off. And it was almost like, you know, couples who are divorced know this or separated, where you have to unload one car into another car and take off. Well, the way I described it yesterday, one of the sales ladies here, Jennifer, came up to me and said, it sounded like you've had a drug deal in your family. you opened your trunk, unloaded your trunk into his trunk, and your parents jumped into their car and you were gone. It was almost like you described a drug deal. Well, it wasn't. It was a parent swap is what it was. I'm going to go down and see them tomorrow. So hopefully you're parent or child swaps go smoothly and you enjoy this wonderful holiday. And how about the first Thanksgiving? What was on that Thanksgiving table? Well, TribLive.com had a great story, as I mentioned, and I'm going to tweet it out. Beyond the bird meat, there was probably venison because deer were plentiful here, but they weren't plentiful in England where the settlers, the pilgrims came from. And that was seen as if you had venison, you must be royalty to have that meal. So the Native Americans or Indians brought in the venison, and they think that the Native Americans outnumbered the pilgrims 2-1 because the pilgrims were having some big problems when they got here. They were struggling. There was shellfish, probably oysters, which when I was in Baltimore, people loved the oysters. Maybe some crab cakes. Well, not crab cakes back then, but they probably had maybe some crab, cranberries, currants, walnuts, chestnuts, beech nuts, pumpkins, and beans would have been available as well. And maybe some lobster, seal, and swan. So that was probably your three-day harvest celebration, the first Thanksgiving, which there was a note. Somebody sent a note back to England, and it was published in a paper, one line in a newspaper, had the details of that first Thanksgiving. Now, what about Pittsburgh's first Thanksgiving? There was struggles here. George Washington was here for that one. Down at old Fort Duquesne, right at the forks of the Ohio. It was November 1758. So that's when they celebrated there. It probably wasn't too fancy at all. But they celebrated because they had just had a hard travel over the mountains and through the woods to Fort Duquesne. So they celebrated with a religious service and then a nice meal. to give thanks. So that's sort of the origins. There's more. Again, you can read it on triblive.com or go to my Twitter page. Hey, yesterday, I had the pleasure of introducing you to a new Pittsburgher, the newest Pittsburgher. His name is Dr. Jeremy Goodman. He is the CEO of the Pittsburgh Zoo. I got to talk to him about picking a pet, obesity in pets, which might be fueled today, and why he chose veterinary sciences. It's now online at kdkradio.com.
People who work in a zoo don't necessarily go into it for the money, and it's really about the passion, the love for animals, the desire to preserve species, to preserve the environment, and conserve animals. So it's something that started when I was really, really young. Even before I can remember, my parents said when I was about 2 years old, I would always be fascinated by animals and want to go to the zoo. So it's been a dream of mine to run a zoo ever since I was a toddler, and I'm living the dream now.
That is amazing. You have a front row seat to see some of the coolest animals on the planet, and they're all right there at your office.
Well, not quite at the office, but within the park. And it really is, it's a privilege to be able to work with these incredible animals and to get to educate people about the plight that they're facing in the wild. So it's something that I take that responsibility very seriously. And it's a commitment that we have to get the word out, to educate people, to help contribute towards conservation with our field projects. So it's something that we're deeply committed to and something we'll certainly continue here.
You care for animals large and small. A lot of people listening have pets. They love their pets. What are some basic rules or knowledge that pet owners listening should learn, or what basic mistakes do they make with their pets?
Yeah, I think the biggest mistake is not doing your research before you obtain the pet, whether you adopt or purchase a pet. And that applies for dogs, cats, or even exotic pets like snakes or bearded dragons or guinea pigs. You really need to do your homework. You need to know what kind of care that's going to take, what's going to be involved, how long they live, what kind of food they eat. If you're not comfortable keeping frozen mice in your freezer, then a snake is not the pet for you. So there's a lot of things that you really need to understand. And I really encourage everybody to really do their homework before obtaining any pet and make sure you understand what you're getting into. That's one of the reasons we don't recommend a lot of the exotic pets. A lot of people think parrots are beautiful and they would make a great pet. Parrots can live 60, 70 plus years. They're incredibly messy. They're incredibly loud. And they have the intelligence of somewhere around a 3 to 4 year old. So if you want a toddler in your house for 70 years making a mess and screaming, then a parrot's the right animal for you. If you don't, then I would definitely think twice. But that's what I was saying as far as doing your homework and knowing what you're getting into.
I've had fish. I've had parakeets, which I love. I adore the little chipperness that they have. I've had a cockatiel as well. And I almost adopted an African gray. I love African grays. And I almost adopted one like 25 years ago. And then I've moved around the country. And I'm thinking that poor African gray would have been with me going, are we moving again? What are you doing? Because they need stability too. They need a lot of care. They need a lot of attention. Like you said, a four-year-old for 70 years.
Yeah, it's very true. They're a lifetime commitment, and you want to make sure that you can provide that for them. And if you're going to be moving around a lot, or you're going to have a lifestyle that's not suitable for taking a dog out multiple times a day on long walks, then once again, don't get into something that you can't commit to for life.
One of my neighbors at one point just down the street from me had two macaws, and that cured me from ever wanting a parrot because they were so loud. You could hear them screaming in the morning about 6 o'clock in the morning. All the way down the street.
It's true. And they are beautiful birds, and it's incredible to see them flying around the rainforest. And we have a couple here at the zoo. But that's really, I'd say, the best place to view them because we have the appropriate housing for them and appropriate care. So I definitely discourage people from going out and purchasing one, but come to the zoo and enjoy one.
Now, pets in Pennsylvania, dogs in Pennsylvania especially, are a lot like their owners in southwestern Pennsylvania. A little bit overweight. In fact, I saw a recent study that found that pets in Pennsylvania are the most overweight in the country. What can stop that? I mean, people start nibbling on something, they always feed their pet. How can they kick those habits?
It's tough. The way to kick the habit is not to get in the habit in the first place.
But those eyes are so cute, and they really want that piece of my sandwich.
It is very true, but learning to say no and giving only an occasional special treat is just so important, because being obese, whether it's a person or an animal, is just not healthy, and it really has significant health consequences for having an animal that's overweight. Affects their joints greatly. It can affect their liver, their metabolism, diabetes, very similar things to what people get when they're overweight. So same solution, though, dieting and exercise. And I think
put down the sandwich and go for a walk.
And truth of the matter is, you can do it together. You can lose those pounds with your pet. And if you're both going on walks and both watching what you eat, then you'll both get healthy together.
One of Pittsburgh's newest residents, Dr. Jeremy Goodman, he and his family just moving here from Rhode Island. He was working at one of the oldest zoos in the country. Now he's working at one of the best, right? The Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium. He's leading the charge there. He's got a great vision for the future as well. So welcome to Pittsburgh on this, your first Thanksgiving as a Pittsburgher, Dr. Goodman and your family. That was our podcast this week, our one-on-one podcast with me, Kevin Battle. Dr. Jeremy Goodman. You can find it on kdkradio.com and also on Twitter as well. And I also tweeted out the Trib Live article on Thanksgiving. I thought it was interesting. You might learn something about it as well. At Kevin Battle is my Twitter account if you're interested. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody listening. My favorite thing, I think, other than the conversation and just being around everybody, I think mine always was the pecan pie or the Dagwood sandwich at the end, like at 9 o'clock at night when you throw everything on a bun and eat it. I don't know. There's so much goodness about Thanksgiving. All right. This is the KDK Radio Morning Show. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry Richard off today. Ooh, KDK Radio News Time, 551, going on 552. Let's go to the Brewer Airport Toyota News Desk. Here's Shelby Cassesi.
Kevin, if you're expecting to have a lot of leftovers tonight, News Radio KDK's Melinda Roeder has some great advice on their shelf life. That's coming up at 6 on News Radio KDKA.
Oh, that's great. Great advice. You know why? Because I have an iron gut. I'll be honest with you. I can eat pretty much anything. Almost as it's breaking down, I can eat it. Now, other people can't. Some people, if it's not fresh out of the oven, they're running to the facilities. You know what I mean? Me, I don't know. I was blessed with some crazy gut. Got it from my mom's side. Tough people. Those Eastern Europeans, Ukrainian types. Mm-hmm. You know the drill. Anyway, how about this? How about some topics that you can talk about at the Thanksgiving table? How about this topic? And so, you know, everybody's going to want to talk about COVID and politics. See, you could do that. But you're starting down a slippery slope when you start talking about stuff like that, right? You can do it, but the slope gets slippery fast. So how about this one? When you're at the Thanksgiving dinner table today, whether you're alone or whether you're with 25 people, if you're alone, you're going to be talking to yourself, but that's okay. Maybe the dog wants to hear it, right? You got to talk to somebody. How about this story? Bring up this one. SpaceX sends a NASA craft into orbit to protect the Earth from a future threat. What does this mean? All right, check this out. There's an asteroid way off in the distance. Now, everybody's always said an asteroid's going to destroy the planet eventually, right? I think it's going to be the sun. It's going to decide to heat up and blow us all off of here. But maybe it will be an asteroid. So SpaceX fired a small NASA probe into space yesterday. It's going to travel 15,000 miles an hour and impact an asteroid next September. And they're hoping to just have enough impact on that asteroid to move its direction, nudge it just a little bit so it goes off its current course, just to see if they can do that. It's a $330 million project. It's called DART, Double Asteroid Redirection Test. It's the first test flight of the for NASA. The Planetary Defense Initiative is what it's called. It's historic. We get it. We've always wondered if you can do it. Well, now SpaceX and NASA are trying to do this. It'll take place next September, but it launched yesterday. Do you think that they can move an asteroid, just knock it a little bit off its course? And in the future, will that save humankind, mankind? Will it save the planet from destruction, being hit by an asteroid? Can they do it? Will it happen? Well, it started yesterday. That journey started, well, a long time ago as they started planning this, but It officially took off yesterday. And from Vandenberg Space Force Base, just northwest of Los Angeles. Imagine that. Falcon 9 rocket now heading towards an asteroid. They'll finally meet in September. And will they be able to nudge that off course? That might be a topic you want to bring up at the dinner table today, your Thanksgiving dinner table. Instead of talking about something that's going to cause somebody a fight. Are you wearing your mask? Are you vaccinated? Who cares? You haven't seen anybody in 2 years. Give them a hug. You know you can be vaccinated and still get the virus. What's that? 38% of people who have come down with the virus are vaccinated. You haven't seen your family in a while. Give them a hug. Say hello. Be careful if you have to be careful. Do it intelligently. Maybe even have some of those instant tests with you if you're that crazy about things. I shouldn't say that. If you're that concerned about things, I apologize. But talk about something else today. Talk about DART. Double redirection of a rocket into outer space. This is stuff that you only dreamed of when you were a kid, right? Well, now it's really happening. Do you think that they could move that asteroid? Talk about that today at the dinner table, your Thanksgiving dinner table. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy it. My favorite meal, I love that pecan pie. The coleslaw, though, man, my mom and sister make tremendous. It was actually my dad, I think, made it. But it was the coleslaw was great, too. Oh, man, you guys are making me hungry. Making me go down memory lane. I know you're doing it too. Are you getting ready? Are you the chief today? Making sure everything gets coordinated in the kitchen? If so, I hope you get a nap in. I hope people appreciate it. I hope you don't have to do the dishes too, because that's sort of the rule. Those who labor early don't labor late. So when I got together with everybody, I started doing some dishes. My sister-in-law jumped in there and she finished them because she was amazing at doing dishes. But me, you know, you fumble through it, you know, make a mistake and drop something, and then they push you aside. That was my plan all the time. So that's it. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA.